I'm excited about this. About what? About the kingdom of God.
Amen.
It's not like the kingdom of men.
No, thank you.
The kingdom of man is just filled with junk, isn't it? Oh, good. It's filled with men. That's the problem. I've often thought, you know, we could have a perfect church if there weren't any people in it.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't have to deal with anybody. But where's that all come from? That comes from the kingdom of men. Or it comes from the devil, but 99.9% of the time, it's just men doing stupid things. Right? He can't. Actually, the devil doesn't have really any authority or power. It's all given to him by men. So the kingdom of what? The kingdom of God. We're talking about the kingdom of... Do you want to really learn? I mean, you don't have to. You could just... Oh, the kingdom of God. Do you want to learn how to walk in this kingdom? If we can learn how to walk in the kingdom, we can have the fruit of the kingdom. Isn't that good? You know, in the Old Testament, they talked about going in to spy out the land and said, hey, there's good fruit in that land. Why'd they do that? So the people, actually, it didn't have the right reaction on the people. It should have. They should have said, yeah, look at those grapes. Yeah, there's vineyards in there. Yeah, there's all this stuff. Let's go and take the land. But it had the opposite effect. They were all scared. They were like, no, I want to go back to Egypt. They had onions. Come on, like they couldn't grow onions in the new land. I mean, you can grow onions right here. You can grow them in the back of your car, probably. Onions grow in anything. It's like, well, we liked the onions back then. He's showing you a land of milk and honey. Why is he doing that? Just to try to, you know, tempt you, make you jealous to die sooner and go to heaven. No, he's showing you what you can have now. We can have it now. This kingdom, he preached the kingdom. You can walk in this kingdom. If you learn how to walk in this kingdom, you will live by the fruit of that kingdom now. Now. Don't put it off to heaven. You know, most of the religious doctrines and the false doctrines in the church, you can trace it back to this one thing, putting something off, putting it off, put it off to heaven. So when I hear somebody saying, yes, when we get to heaven, my ears perk up and I go, huh. It's probably a bad doctrine behind that because they're trying to describe it away. They do it with healing. They do it with the gifts of the Spirit. They do it with all that stuff. It's all passed away until you get to heaven. Yeah, what it does is it takes the accountability off anybody to walk in it now. If I say healing's available for you now, what does that mean? Well, we got to believe for it. We got to pray for it. It makes our job harder or easier, whichever way you look at it. The kingdom of God. Are we going? And this is what I'm asking you. Do you want to walk in the kingdom? Because this is where we're going. And if we can learn how to do this, we can live in the fruit. Does that make sense? We can live in the fruit of that kingdom now. Jesus went about preaching the kingdom of God, the good news of the kingdom. It's good news. And then he demonstrated it, healing the sick, casting out demons. These things. He demonstrated the kingdom. When? When they died and went to heaven? No, right now. What is in heaven? A lot of sickness, a lot of poverty, a lot of stress. It's a stressful place up there, very bustling. It's like a city. It's a city of God. It must be stressful. Are you kidding me? It's not stressful. It's glorious. So what are we going to walk in now? The same thing. If we eat the fruit of that kingdom, we will be eating it now in our families, in our households, in our finances, in our business dealings, in everything that we do. We can have a manifestation of God's kingdom now, and it's not dependent on recession or depression or any of this other stuff that the world would try to, that the world system functions on. It's lame. This world's kingdom functions on just lame foundation, topsy-turvy. We're not living by that kingdom anymore. Well, we know that whole thing's corrupt anyway. Are you people still here?
Yeah.
Glory be to God. What kingdom are we going to live out of and operate out of? The kingdom of God. And you got to keep this in front of your head because it's so easy. You look to the kingdom of men and that's what you want to do because it's right there and it makes sense. I can just go to Walmart. What you want to do is go to God Mart. And when you can learn how to go to God Mart and you get your stuff from that place, then it's not dependent on the other thing. And do you understand? You can prosper in the world system. It's possible people do it. Financially, socially. But it's false and it's subject to change. The same guy that was prospering one day is on the bottom the next day. But they're working in that kingdom of men. And what we're going to learn to do is work in the kingdom of God. And when we do, and we're getting our stuff out of that kingdom, stuff out of that, and it might just start small. It always does. Starts like a seed. But once you've made it there and you've got it that way, then do it again and start flexing those muscles again. Bring them in that way. Get your healing that way. And everybody starts on the same level. You know, you look at somebody and it's like, yes, I believed God. My golden Learjet showed up yesterday. It's like, man, well, I guarantee you this person did not start out with a golden Learjet. They started out believing God and having revelation on one transaction or one thing. And then it took off from there. 1 5-cent raise. But when they knew they got it from the Spirit of God, you can't shake it out of them with a stick. Same thing with your healing. Yes, I got healed by taking no-dos and all these other things and this concoction. I drank it down and the sniffles went away. Well, that's all right. But what if you get it from the Word of God and operating out of what? The kingdom of God manifesting in your body. You will go there every time and you'll win the next time and the next time and the next time. Pretty soon, it's just easy. It's just the way you do it. I know in my household, when we lose something, the first thing we do is speak to it. Because I've been doing that for years. I'm pretty good at it. I'll just lose things on purpose. Just because I know I can talk to it and tell it to show up, and I'll just find it. It'll show up in the most stupid places. Olivia lost her watch the other day. It's like, I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. Well, she knows now. The first thing to do, talk to it. Watch, show up. Talk to it? Yeah. How's the kingdom work? With words. Faith in words. And you mean that has something to do with the natural realm? Absolutely. I'll talk to it until it shows up. Pretty soon you'll be walking around, bumbling around. Oh, there it is. It fallen down in a drawer or something. You know, she might not have looked in that drawer till the next day or something. But we just went over and opened the drawer. Duh. Why'd you open it? I don't know. Duh. Because then you're being led. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. All right, people. Are you here? What kingdom are we going to operate out of? Because you can get, and this is the problem. This is the problem. People get highly developed in the world's kingdom, and then they have a problem transitioning over to the other kingdom because they don't want to start on square one. I'm Mr. Big Box. I don't want to go down to that level. That's why Jesus said it's difficult for a rich man to enter because he's got to start where everybody does it. Baby, everybody starts the same way. And so when you get all big and puffy in the kingdom of God, don't criticize the little babies when they come in. Just show them how. Show them how. What you got to do is say it first. That's the first key. Say it. Believe it. It'll come to pass. Give it time. Let it grow. The kingdom's like a seed, and we'll get there. Matthew 24. That's like the first book in the New Testament. Hallelujah. I'm just speaking to myself here because I'm trying to find it. Hallelujah. Matthew 24 and verse 14. And this gospel of the what? The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. What's going to be preached in all the world? The gospel of the kingdom. The good news of what? The kingdom, and for a witness for all the world. What is the world going to witness then? They're going to witness the kingdom. Not just you witnessing to them. You're going to go to hell if you don't repent. They're going to witness God's kingdom being manifested in your life. So why am I being so hard on you, making sure you understand what kingdom you're supposed to be operating in? Because if you operate in that kingdom, it will be a witness to everybody around you. Why did your stocks go up and everybody else's went down? Hey. Kingdom. Hallelujah. You held on to Dell? Didn't the Spirit of God tell you to dump that thing last week? Spirit of what? The kingdom. God can make you a gazillionaire overnight, but it's going to come through the kingdom. Problem is, if you don't get it through the kingdom, you'll lose it the next day. That's why he starts you out little by little. When he sent them into Israel, he said, we're going to let you take over this land, but it's going to be by little, lest you're overtaken by creepy, weird things and wild animals, right? This is why we all start on the same level. We all start exercising our muscles. You don't go to the gym, try to bench press 350 pounds the first day. Why? Because you're going to exercise yourself in the kingdom. We can do this. The gospel of this kingdom is going to be preached in all the world for a witness. So you're just going to sit in your little house forever?
No.
Are you?
No.
I don't think so. What did he tell you? I was talking to Rich earlier about this. What did he tell you to do? He told them to go. They first were a witness where they were, and then they spread out. Just add on another wing, I guess, to your house. You're spreading out. You got to get your head out of this little box. And this is why I say when God starts speaking to you, it's going to be way beyond what you've even asked or thought. Because his plans for you are good. And they're way beyond what you might even have thought. We all have our little ideas about what God's going to do for me. I have an idea. The Lord is going to give me something. Yeah, and then he just, you know, totally reorganizes the way you think. And pretty soon you're doing something completely different. I never thought I'd be doing this. Where'd that come from? The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God being manifest for a witness. It's the good news of the kingdom being manifest. Not the leukemia of the kingdom. That's the other kingdom. That's the devil's kingdom and man's kingdom. And people would twist that and pervert it and say, oh, that's, you know, the Lord is blessing you to lead you to something else. And I've heard people say that. Preachers, people that should know better. The Lord gave you a heart attack so you could go into the hospital and witness to the person next to you. Well, you couldn't go there on your own. God had to give you a heart attack from his kingdom. I don't want to go to that kingdom then. Sign me out, heart attack kingdom. It's going to be so glorious when we get to heaven, we'll all have heart attacks. It's just stupid. People say this stuff, though. That's not the good news of the kingdom, is it? The good news of this kingdom, the domain of the king in your life, is going to be preached for a witness to all the world. Well, I never wanted to go to all the world. Well, tough. You made Jesus Lord, now you're in his kingdom, and now you're going to do what he says. And it's going to go way, way, way beyond what you thought. And he's always one step farther out than you are. As soon as you get one thing that you thought he's told you to do done, he's going to give you another one. And then another one. You might be 90 years old building universities in South Africa. Why not? If it's in his plan, that's what you're going to be doing if you're walking in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Did I read that? Yes, I did. Go to Matthew 6:33. Hallelujah. This is going to get good today if you'll hold on and believe God. Matter of fact, let's pray right now before we read that. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you for a revelation today, revelation of your kingdom. Let us walk forward in those things. Let us see things like we've never seen before. And let us be established soundly and completely in your kingdom and not be swayed by the kingdom of men anymore. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Right before this, he told you what the men's kingdom was seeking. What were they seeking? The kingdom of men. They were seeking what they could eat, what they're going to wear. You can add things to that. Their social status, what they're going to drive. This is what the kingdom of men looks like. But Jesus said, seek first what? His mother? Seek what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, or his way of doing and being right in that kingdom. And then what would be added to you? All the things that the Gentiles laid up and sought are going to be added to you if you do this. That's good news. All that they're out there working, they should be. Get out there and work and make stuff. Right? For me. They don't know that, but that's what they're doing. They're laboring up and laying up in store things for you if you're going to walk in the kingdom. And God will put you in a position where those things just come to you if you're doing it this way. If you sought what? The kingdom of God first. And that just doesn't mean the first thing you do. That means you keep it there. You keep it there. You keep his kingdom first. You keep his righteousness first. His way of doing things right first. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 8. But unto the Son, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. What's the scepter of the kingdom of God? You know what a scepter is? It's the rule. It's the stick that the king has. Usually it's bejeweled. It has jewels all over it. Very fancy. Big old diamond on the end of it. And when the king is holding that, when he says and makes a decree, what happens? It's done. Or somebody's head rolls. Off with their heads. Let them eat cake. Right? He's got the scepter of the kingdom. What is the scepter of the kingdom? Righteousness. And we went on a little bit last week about what was righteousness. The righteousness of faith, what? Speaks. Abraham was righteous by what? Believing God. He spoke what God said when it looked opposite to what God said. This is the righteousness of faith, speaking and believing what God said. That's righteousness. Huh, the scepter of his kingdom is this righteousness. Speaking his words and believing it. Speaking words and believing it. That's the scepter of his kingdom. You seeing that? Yeah. All right. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Hallelujah. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. Huh. Which shall never be destroyed. What kingdom could this possibly be talking about? Has to be the kingdom of God. The God of heaven is going to set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. Hello? What kingdom is this? The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Am I off on this one, people? Shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall what? Break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. So what is the end result of this kingdom that you're in, that you're learning to operate in? What is the end result? This kingdom you're operating in will break in pieces and consume all of the other kingdoms. Is that good news? For you, it's not good for the other people. The other kingdom, is it? What's the news for them? That's why maybe it's not good news we're preaching. It's the bad news unless you want to come in the kingdom. That's the good news, is that you can repent and come in the kingdom. That's the original good news, right? Repent, turn from your sin, come into this kingdom, because this one's not going to be destroyed, and it's going to consume and break that other kingdom. You mean break it? Yes. If you learn to operate with the scepter of righteousness by faith in words and believing what you say. I can't go over all that right today. We went over that last week. This is the scepter of righteousness. When the king holds up the scepter, what does it do? It breaks things or it establishes things. Yeah. All these other kingdoms, I don't care what it is. He qualified it by saying all. Let me read it one more time. In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Sounds to me like this gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached in all the world for a witness. Consuming, breaking. All the kingdoms that are on the earth right now. And then shall the end come. Doesn't sound like we're going to be hiding out in caves, does it? Cave-dwelling church. go to Daniel chapter 4, verse 25. That they shall drive thee from men. This is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. He had a vision and Daniel came up and then gave him the interpretation of this vision and this dream. Do you understand? They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. They shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee. You understand what's going on? Here's the king. He's the king, man. He was the king of the greatest nation at that time on earth. Had a vision and a dream in the night, freaked him out, called Daniel in. Daniel told him what it was going to be. What's happening? The kingdom of God is shaking this guy. King. If anybody in the kingdom of men had it together, it would have been him. But God showed up and shook him in his room. Look what happened. Right after this, he just went out and this happened to him. He was driven from men. His dwelling was with the beasts in the field. They made him to eat grass like an oxen. He went crazy. It's basically what he went insane. The dew of heaven was on him and seven times passed over for 7 years. Look at this. Till thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he wills. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that, thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. And if I can bring you here today, I'm going to be one happy puppy. Your kingdom will be sure to you. The kingdom of heaven will be sure to you in any realm when you know that the heavens rule in that area. It's revelation knowledge that sickness can't stay on me because the heavens, the kingdom of heaven rules in my life in this area. His kingdom was sure to him. He got his kingdom back. The insanity left him when he came to know that the heavens do rule. It was that revelation knowledge that delivered the kingdom to him. And I'm telling you, it's revelation knowledge that delivers the kingdom to you. It comes through the word, through understanding the word. It goes down in your heart, and pretty soon it dawns on you that this dominates everything. And you've got to know this. You hear people talking about the name of Jesus and casting this out and casting that out in the name of Jesus, and you wonder why it doesn't work? Because they didn't have a revelation of the power of that name. When they do have a revelation of the power of that name, nothing can stand in it.
Amen. Right?
But it's revelation knowledge. When you know that the heavens rule, the kingdom is delivered to you. Matthew 16. You enjoying this as much as I am. Hallelujah. When you have revelation knowledge of the kingdom, that it rules over all, then nothing sways you. What's going to sway you? That's why Jesus could reach out and hold the leper, give him a hug and touch the leper. He wasn't afraid of leprosy, was he? Obviously. He knew that the kingdom he was walking in ruled that sickness and disease. The prosperity you walk in your kingdom rules poverty. The soundness of mind that you walk in rules confusion. The kingdom that you live in rules over all. This is good news. And then that's a witness to everybody. You're not shaken by anything. Nothing moves you. Why not? Because I'm not living in your shabby kingdom. I'm living by a different set of rules, a different law, and a different kingdom. And it rules over the other kingdom. That's the good news of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Are you there? Matthew 16. Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And remember, Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am? Who am I?" Some people say you're Elijah. Some people say you're John the Baptist. Some people say this, some people say that. But Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answering and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed." Everybody say blessed.
Blessed.
Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So what revealed this to Peter? Who revealed this to Peter? The Father in heaven revealed something to Peter. He had revelation knowledge about who the Christ was. It is the entrance into the kingdom. It's the first thing we need to get into the kingdom, isn't it? We need to have a revelation knowledge that Jesus is the Son of the living God. And that he paid for my sins. You get revelation of that. All of a sudden, wham, you're in the kingdom. But you're just on square one. You're still just a baby. But now you need to grow up where?
In religion, brother.
No, in the kingdom. There's more. It's a kingdom. It's a whole kingdom. There's hills. There's valleys. There's gold. There's houses. Blessed art thou. Notice he said blessed. Cursed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Oh, it's cursed to have this knowledge of the living God. Are you kidding me? Changed, radically changed his life. Revelation knowledge will radically change your life. Revelation knowledge, it is how God gets. How did God get this knowledge to Peter? It was God revealed it to him. Just the fact that you're sitting here means God's talking to you. He's revealing things to you. You are blessed beyond anybody else. Don't even worry about anybody else. You're blessed because God's speaking to you. What's the blessing coming? It's coming from heaven. It's God revealing something to you. You know how many people in the earth, God isn't even talking to them, or they're so blind they can't even hear it or see it? And yet he's speaking to you. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. And if he can speak to you about one thing, he can speak to you about anything. How to get worms out of your cat. Hallelujah. What? It's like, where'd that come from, brother? I'll tell you where it came from. We were having a problem with our cat. We got this cat from my sister for free off the farm. Free cat. Run. I mean, I offer you a free cat. Just run. It's not free. By the, $300 later, after you get them fixed and neutered and wormed 1,000 times because it came from a farm, whatever. And it still had a problem with worms. The doctors didn't know what we can do with his cat. We want to run tests on him. And I say, I want to run from you. Tests. I know what that means. It means you want to charge me more money to poke my cat. So I prayed about it. After all of this, stupid me, I should have done right the first thing. I said, God, what should we do? Probably said, throw the cat out the window. No. God knows more than you, and God knows more than doctors or veterinarians or any of this other stuff, right? He said, put him on a fast. It's like, what? Put the cat on a fast? Well, I control the food dish. This cat's going to fast. God told me to make the cat fast. I made the cat fast. What was it, 3 days? We made him 3 days. What, he coughed up a worm. And that was it. He has never had a problem like that since. But God knew what was going on. They didn't. They were going to try to give him some fancy food. $12 a bag. It's like, my cereal doesn't cost $12 a bag. You want me to feed this cat, this free cat, $12 bag food? I don't think so. The point is, God knows. God knows every situation. You can operate in the kingdom and it goes, it supersedes, it's supernatural knowledge. Daniel was elevated in that same kingdom we were talking about because he had knowledge that no other man had. He had the wisdom and knowledge of the Most High. And the king said, there's no man like you. No man like you. All the other sorcerers are in all this stuff. Nobody else has this knowledge that you have. And it put him all the way up at the top of the kingdom. He was the prime minister. The king went to him for his advice. That's better than being king. Because then you can just tell him the advice and the other guy has to put up with it. How did I get off on the man? I'm talking about cats and worms. Hallelujah. Jesus answered, verse 17, Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood is not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What rock was God building his church in his kingdom on? Peter? No. The rock of revelation knowledge. The rock. It means it's a rock. How is it a rock? Because it's more solid than anything in the natural realm or in the realm of the kingdom of men. The revelation knowledge that God gives you is more solid than even the rocks of the natural realms world. Unshakable. We receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. How are we receiving that kingdom? Every time it's through revelation knowledge. It all comes through the word, but it's always a revealed knowledge that comes in and establishes that kingdom. Every time, whether it's salvation, healing, how do you get healed? You're revealed to you that Jesus is the healer. And then it manifests in your body. You're revealed that God Almighty is the provider of everything. And that's when you start prospering financially in his kingdom. Revealed knowledge. Hallelujah. I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, the rock of revelation knowledge, Father revealing things to you, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When God reveals something to you, the devil can't prevail against you. He can only prevail against you when you don't know what God said. That's why you got to get in the word and know what God said and get it down into you until it's revealed. And then all of a sudden, whatever, devil, blah, 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 blah. Verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now he said, how did Peter get into the church? What was this that was revealing? It was God revealing things to him from the kingdom of heaven. And then God says, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. How is he going to give you the keys? Is it going to be some other way? No, he's talking about something completely different. No, he's talking about the same way. The keys to the kingdom are going to come through that same channel, that same revealed knowledge. God speaking to you, speaking to your spirit, revealing it, dawning on you. I get it. I get it. All of a sudden, I get it. When you get understanding of tithing, you get it, and you go, oh, what's that word they use? Eureka. The light bulb goes off. Goop. Just happens once, right? Just when you make Jesus Lord. No, that's just the entrance into the kingdom. Now the keys come. He's dangling those keys. You can hear them in there. Ching, 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 ching. There's prosperity in the kingdom of God. There's healing in the kingdom of God. Ching, 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 ching. You hear the keys? The keys come the same way. Revelation knowledge. God can give you the key to turn something to make it happen every time. Once you have the key, you got a problem with it?
No.
Once you have that key to healing, is healing going to bother you anymore? Sickness going to bother you? I don't think so. I got the key. I can unlock that thing every time. And I can lock it. Unlock and lock. And unlock and lock. Look what he says you're going to do with these keys. Has to do with the scepter of righteousness, by the way. Hallelujah. I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. If you look it up in other translations, it means that's what's already bound in heaven. Are you binding the devil on earth and then he's bound in heaven? No, that means you're binding the devil on earth because he's already bound in heaven. It's the keys to his kingdom. He's not giving you the keys to the devil's kingdom. What do you want those keys for? Pfft. You got the keys to the kingdom of heaven. You can bind the devil on earth as he's bound in heaven. Remember the prayer? Pray his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Same thing here. You're going to loose on earth what's loosed in heaven. You're going to bind on earth what's bound in heaven. How are you going to do it? With those keys. The keys of revelation knowledge. Once you know that it is God's will to prosper you, once you know on the inside of you it's God's will to heal you, then you can bind that thing on earth. Or you can loose healing on earth. Or you can loose prosperity on earth and bind poverty. Just making sense?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Glory be to God forever. You'll bind on earth what is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is that which is loosed in heaven. Glory be to God forever. Deuteronomy 29 and verse 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are what? Revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. What belongs to the Lord our God right now? The secret things. How do we just read that God did what to deliver the kingdom into people and to give you the keys? What did he do? He revealed it to you. He revealed the key. It's revelation knowledge. It comes into you. When that revelation knowledge comes into you, you've got the key, man. You've got the key. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. We all know that. God has it and we don't know about it. Well, it's his. But once it's revealed, it belongs to us. So here's just another scripture saying this is the way God delivers it to you. It's by revelation knowledge. That revelation knowledge comes in, goes into you, and all of a sudden, you're different. You've got the key now. You understand. You know what to do. And now you've got dominion. That's another word for keys. Keys means you have dominion over that door. You have dominion over that room. If we got the keys to this building, well, I control who opens it and closes it. You have dominion over your car. You got the keys. You open it and close it. Hopefully you don't close it with the keys inside. Or you got to call somebody else to come and help you. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to who?
Us.
Unto us. This is exciting. Yeah. It belongs to us. And so how is he delivering it to you? Through revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. This is the way the kingdom operates. Glory be to God forever. Go back to Matthew 13:33. Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven. Now, don't you find this curious that Jesus just keeps talking about this kingdom? It's like he's excited about it or something. He's telling us that this kingdom will break in pieces the other kingdom. Let's say there's a kingdom of sickness built up all around you, and some people are like that. They're just surrounded by just a plague of sicknesses. I've known some people that just, you go and you want to, we went camping with this one lady and she had this bag, like those big Ziploc bags filled with medications. One for her heart condition, another one for something else that was giving her a heart condition. I don't know. It was just ridiculous. It was like a bowl full of cereal with no milk. Can't take it with milk because that might have a reaction on the pink one. And she was probably lactose intolerant anyway. So it's just this plethora of sicknesses. There was a kingdom of sickness in this woman's set up. The devil had a kingdom of sickness set up on her and around her. Some people are like that. What's going to break in pieces that kingdom and consume it and destroy it? The kingdom of God. And it's going to come by revealed knowledge of what? The Jesus the healer. A revealed knowledge to this woman of Jesus the healer would break in pieces that kingdom that was established all around her. If there's a kingdom of poverty, it's the same thing. It's revelation of the kingdom of God. It will break it in pieces, and then you'll have the key. Matthew 13:33. And another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until the whole was leavened. What, brother? Yeah. What did we say? How is the kingdom of heaven manifested to people? It's by revealed knowledge from the Father. Blessed are you because God revealed something about his kingdom. Then he said, the kingdom is likened unto a woman who took a measure of leaven, just a little bit. She didn't need a box. She just needed a little bit. But she took it. Did it say God forced her to? I can't not put this in. Oh, it's in there now. No, she did it. The kingdom is like a woman or a man that took something and put it in something else. And she left it there until the whole was leavened. Three measures, you can take that spirit, soul, and body. It will leaven every part of you. You put it in, it'll consume every part of you, but you're the one that's responsible for taking it. If you don't take it, it's not going to do anything. So you take that word, and we already know, how do we take it? We take it by saying it. We say the word, and when we say the word, it goes down into our spirit, down into our heart. We're hiding it in there until it grows. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. Well, you don't look healed. I don't care. I'm still holding to it. It's down in there. It's doing something. Pretty soon, what's going to happen? It's going to grow like a seed, and it's all of a sudden, there's going to be a revelation that goes off on the inside of you. By his stripes, I'm healed. And when that happens, the secret thing has been revealed to you. Now, who's it belong to?
You.
The key of the kingdom in that area has been revealed to you. What do you want from God? He gave you a whole book of promises, and all of them are yes and amen. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven. I tell you, if you can get what was said this morning and really start applying it, change your life. Change the way you do business. Change who you are, and you'll start to live in this kingdom and not something else. You'll realize the incomplete ridiculousness that other people are living in this kingdom of the world, in the kingdom of men. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17, thank you. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary. The things you see are temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. I get a kick out of this. He's telling you to look at something that's not seen.
Brother,
how am I supposed to look at something that's not seen? That's right. You look to the Word. It's not seen in the physical realm yet. But when you're looking beyond that, you're looking to where? What is the kingdom of God? I've got another scripture. I didn't take you there. It says the kingdom of God comes without observation. I mean, it comes without. You don't see it at first in the natural realm. You're seeing it in the spirit realm. And you keep your eyes on that. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory. I'm looking at that. And you can see words, by the way. You ever read a book? They did describe in detail how people look. Well, you never actually saw them in the natural realm, but I could describe you in such detail that someone could come up and never seeing you before could find you and say, hey, must be Jason. Hey, that's Rich. I know these people. Why? Because I describe them in the Word. It's the same way. You're seeing that which is not yet physically manifest, but you're seeing it because God said it, and we're supposed to look at that. Because that which is unseen is eternal. That which you can see is subject to change. And that's what that word temporal means. It's temporary. It's subject to change. It's the kingdom of men. It's the kingdom of this world. And it will be crushed. It will be torn into pieces. And it will be consumed by that which is unseen, the kingdom of God. These things happen while we look, not at the things which are seen. You can get distracted if you're constantly looking at the things that are seen. Because it doesn't look good. You got a big old tumor or something? Quit looking at it. Look at the Word. Gaze at the Word. The Word says you're healed. The tumor says you're sick. What one are you going to look at? Look at the Word. Because the Word, the eternal kingdom, will supersede that other thing, consume it, and destroy it. If we keep looking at the thing which is unseen. Hebrews 12:28. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Look up at verse 27. And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things which are shaken, as of things which are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. The kingdom we're receiving by revelation knowledge, by sowing it like leaven down into us, cannot be moved, cannot be shaken. Everything else will be shaken. So if the thing you're receiving can't be shaken, what else has to be shaken? If you receive the revelation knowledge that by Jesus' stripes you are healed, what is that going to shake? It's going to shake any sickness or anything that tries to come on you that's opposite of that. You can't be moved. You are stable at that point. And that's what God's looking for. Stable people. Stable Christians. People that aren't moved by anything. People aren't shaken by anything. Why? Because their kingdom is where? The kingdom of heaven. They've been established soundly by God's word being revealed to them. Soundly in the kingdom of God. Can't be shaken. Can't be moved. Still prospering in the midst of recession. Still prospering and they're still sowing. Don't you know it hasn't rained in 3 years? What are you doing sowing seed? I'm not moved by your kingdom. I'm moved by the kingdom of heaven. Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. But I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Now, what gospel was Paul? This is Paul writing. What gospel is he preaching? We know what he's preaching. It's the gospel of the kingdom. The last verse in the book of Acts said that he spent his days preaching and expounding and teaching people the gospel of the kingdom. At the end of his ministry, he started out that way, and now he ended it that way, still talking about the good news of the kingdom of God. He says, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me was not after man, for I neither received it of man, nor was I taught it by man, but by what? The revelation of Jesus Christ. Every part of the gospel was revealed to him that he walked in. It's going to be the same way with you. Doesn't mean you need to get a direct revelation. We've got the benefit of the word, which is even more solid and sure than an angel showing up. We have the benefit of the written word of God, which we can judge everything by. But we can also receive revelation from it. If you will take that word and sow it into yourself by saying it as if it were leaven, as if it were a seed, it will come out of you and you will know the kingdom of God in that area. Many times when things are coming up in my life, God will give me just that. He'll give me the scripture and I know what I'm supposed to do with it. Recently, it's been the Lord my God teaches me to profit and leads me in the way that I should go. And so what do? Throughout the day, I wrote it on a card. I go past the phone or whatever, it'll be right there and I'll just say it. Why? Because I'm sowing it down into me and I'm believing God that revelation, I'm going to have it at the time I need it. All of a sudden, the kingdom that's coming through that vehicle of the word will dawn on me and I'll be blessed by the revelation of the kingdom and the keys in that area. And I will know which way to go and I'll profit by it. My steps will be ordered of the Lord. Walking in the kingdom. It's exciting. 2:2. I'll start with one. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem and with Barnabas and took Titus also with me. Verse 2. And I went up by what? Revelation. The kingdom of heaven. Anything that you're going to operate in the kingdom of heaven is going to come by what? Revelation. You enter the kingdom by revelation. This is why some people, you know, they just don't understand why you're so excited about prosperity. They don't understand why you're so excited about healing. Well, isn't the gospel just to make Jesus Savior and to die and go to heaven? No. But see, that's the only revelation they have. And that's okay. But there's more. There's revelation of a kingdom, the domain of the king in every area of your life. And it's all going to come by the same vehicle. Revelation on the inside of you. And kaboom, it goes off like an explosion. And it overcomes the obstacles in your life. It overcomes the situation. It overcomes the kingdom of the world. I went up by revelation. This was after 14 years since he had the gospel revealed to him. So my point of that and why I get so much out of it is I know that the next step that I need to do in ministry is going to what? It's going to come by instruction from men and your schooling and your education. And what they taught me at Rhema. And one of those books that I must have lost. Where is it going to come? It's going to come by revelation. It's going to come out of the word. And it's going to come by God speaking to me every time. How's he going to change your life? Same way. Revelation. He's going to speak to you. And God speaks to you. Like I said, you wouldn't even be here if God hadn't already spoke to you many times. And this, and he doesn't change. It's the same way. He's still the Word. He's still going to reveal the Word to you, and it's going to go off on the inside of you, and you will know what to do and how to go and be established in that kingdom to another greater degree until the point where you're just completely established in it and nothing shakes you ever. Went up by revelation. Do you want to go up? Do you want to go up? Do you want to grow up? Do you want to go up in the things of God? Do you want to be established in the kingdom of God? If you want to be established in the kingdom of God, this is the way. You go up in it, you grow up in it by revelation. It's the way Paul did. It's the way we all do. We might not have known the revelation of healing in the atonement. We might not have known the revelation that God is the prosperer, the Lord, the provider. We might not have known that he was the Savior. Some of us didn't know that. But he is. We didn't know he was the baptizer in the Holy Ghost until we did. Well, what happened? Something was revealed to you. Thank God that these things are being revealed. Thank God for whatever revelation you've already got. You're blessed in that area. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. And the same place you got that revelation of salvation, the same place you got the revelation of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the same place you got the revelation of being healed is the same place you get the revelation of Jesus, the provider, and everything else that's in the kingdom of God. It comes the same way to the same place. God revealing his kingdom to you and giving you the keys. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you have revealed your kingdom to us in many ways, in many areas. We thank you. Thank you for that revelation that we have. We ask you for greater revelation, and we are committing to sow the word as if it were leaven down into us, that we may know exactly how to function and flow in your kingdom and destroy the kingdom of man and the kingdom of this world by manifesting the good news of the kingdom among men in every area of our life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
When shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? Then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.HolyGhostSociety.org.